Welcome to Between Two Wings. I'm your host, Emily Norman, and today we have Four Flights own with us, Adrian Tegler, who is an airline pilot based in Toronto and is a member of our pilot support team for 9 years. Will you just tell us a little bit about what it means to be part of the pilot support team and just what you do?
Sure, and thanks for having me on. So to be part of the pilot support team at Four Flight, you need to be a pilot to start. We're all pilots on the team. And so I started way back when I was doing my, just finished my private pilot license and was starting into my commercial license. It was and using Four Flight and so I got on with the team and a lot of us are remote. I'm in Canada, so I've always been remote. So I do a lot of emails and I answer questions that pilots have. And one unique and kind of thing, interesting thing about the job is even after 9 years, I still get questions all the time that I've never heard before or that are new or that I have to say, you know, wow, that is like an interesting, how did you get to that or, you know, figure it out. So it's always been interesting and different. And so it's kind of a unique job and it encompasses pilots from general aviation to commercial, to corporate, to, survey to any kind of pilot that you could imagine.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you ever emailed in to team@fourflight.com, Adrian may have been the person to respond to you. So we like to start off each interview with kind of explaining where we're at right now. So I actually picked a photo from Galveston Airport, which I spent a lot of my training there. Now I love to go there with new people who've never flown before, because if the winds are from the south, you just take off, do a left turn out and fly right down the seawall. And it makes for some great views. But where are you at right now?
Yeah, it looks beautiful, actually. I am in Indonesia at the moment in the mountains in an airport near a place called Rutang. And it's in a southern part of Indonesia, not too far away from Bali, to give you a little reference point that people might know. And it's a beautiful mountain strip that I used to fly into regularly there with a nice volcano kind of backdrop.
How did you get involved in flying in Indonesia? You said you got your ratings in Canada and you were working for Four Flight. How did this come about?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've always been interested in adventure. As you know, I did my pilot training all in Canada here and I became a flight instructor after that. And so I was flight instructing. It was kind of the classic Canadian winter scene where, you know, it's difficult to fly because there's always low cloud and you can get into icing. And so not a lot going on. And I was a little bit bored and kind of wanting more and just kind of fluke. One of the pilots that was flying over in Indonesia came back to do his recurrent training because you always have to keep your home license current. So he came in and I was working in the flight center and he started talking about his experiences over in Indonesia and telling me about the job and showing me videos and pictures. And I was so hooked right away. And, you know, he said it was great, safe, fun, good people. So kind of met all my criteria. And so I applied. He wasn't able to just get me in the door or anything. That would have been nice if it had worked like that. But I had to go through a pretty intense interview process with a sim ride and a panel interview and a bunch of tests and stuff. So it was pretty rigorous, but I got in, which was awesome. And then it was kind of went from there.
I can imagine. So how different was that going from being a flight instructor to not just getting, you know, your first kind of, you know, commercial flying job, but in a whole different country? Like, what was that process even like?
Yeah, for sure. It's it was completely different, obviously, a completely different environment. I think it helped that I had spent years living overseas in the past. I grew up traveling a lot and living in other countries. So I think I had a good base just of, you know, knowing that it was going to be totally different. I think that when they hire pilots, they are really looking for people that'll be able to adapt because, you know, if you're not used to it, it's just everything's different. The food is completely different. The environment is completely different. You might not have all the kind of the things that here that are so easy. You know, the power will go off and the water won't, you won't have water to take a shower, and it's, you know, it's a million degrees and all this kind of stuff. So it was nice that I had a bit of that background in travel already. And so I loved it. I went over to Indonesia and it was completely different, but different is often exciting. And in terms of the flying, that was obviously quite new to me. I think the first thing that I noticed, I remember from my first flight, is air traffic control is completely different from flying in Toronto, doing my flight training in Toronto and getting used to talking to ATC in a busy control zone like the Toronto area. And then going over to rural Indonesia, where often ATC is, there's no training. So that was the biggest thing. And it's not on ATC trying to do anything wrong. It's just, they don't know exactly where you are. They don't have the radar control. They don't have a lot of training. You get the hang of it, obviously, and you get used to the slang or the terminology. They always have good intentions, but it's just that disconnect there.
So Adrian, you talked a lot about, you know, the process getting over to Indonesia, some things you've overcome, but what was, you know, some of the memorable moments, like a place you flew into that just blew your mind away, or, you know, just some amazing sights that you saw while flying in Indonesia?
I could go on and on, I think, about all the sights and the places that we flew into. And it's probably one of the most beautiful countries to fly in. And it's probably one of the last frontiers for flying, you could say, because you know, some of the places that we would fly into, especially in Papua, Indonesia, on the eastern side of the islands, you're flying into these mountain strips where there's indigenous Papuan people that are living in the mountains like they have for hundreds of years. So you're landing in the mountains and the people are coming out to greet you, and, you know, and they're wearing almost nothing, which is their traditional dress. And they've got their bows and arrows that they still use. And, you know, they've got the pig tusks in their nose, and they're just incredible. And it's like looking at a culture that hasn't changed in so long, and they still live that way, and amazing people. And they look at you just like this alien to them in this flying bird, which, you know, it's incredible. So there's such a, there's so much difference between two people, but then you figure out that there's things that are the same. You know, you're both, you know, have the same kinds of, you're both human and have this feelings, and you can find these interesting ways to connect with these people that are so different. So that's definitely one of the most memorable things, is just connecting with these different types of people and seeing these cultures and ways of life that are so incredibly different to what I ever imagined or whatever I saw or experienced growing up in Canada. Yeah, it just being able to take off and fly by a volcano that's smoking. And then on the return flight, we look in the horizon and there's this giant black cloud that's come up because the volcano has erupted. And these volcanoes will erupt, or at least do small eruptions continuously. So it's not uncommon, and it's not very dangerous. We just go on the upside of the eruption, because obviously you don't want to fly anywhere in the ash, because that can affect the engine. But you know, you're just flying by this volcano that's just erupted, and you're looking at this thing and the cloud coming out of it, and just that awe of this huge thing and flying right by it, and seeing those kind of sights is pretty incredible.
Adrian, you've honestly inspired me so much, you know, about flying in Indonesia, and I just want to head over there right now, to be honest, and I'm sure we could talk for hours about this, but unfortunately, we'll have to wrap up this episode eventually. So our last question that we do want to ask you is, if someone is wanting to go fly in Asia or just any foreign country, what is some advice that you could give them to get started, or maybe just motivate them to make the big move?
Yeah, so first thing I would say is make sure you're prepared for things not to be exactly as you expect. flying is flying. I think that people, if you fly here, you can probably fly in a lot of places and that'll be fine. Where I saw people that had some issues when I was living in Indonesia is they were just too overwhelmed by the differences of living in a different country, you know, and they would say, but the food's not like at home, or, oh, but this, you know, I can't do this like I can at home, or I don't have the internet access like I do at home. But that's the wrong mentality. I would say, you know, you have to say, well, you're not at home for one, and embrace the difference of another country, which is not always easy. And there's certain things that we take for granted here. But I would say, yeah, for pilots that want to fly in a totally different place, different country, like Indonesia, if you're from North America or Europe, just be open-minded and ready to kind of embrace different culture and different food and just different ideas. And if you're open-minded and you can go with the flow, I think you'll be golden. And the flying will kind of come together if you've got that first, those first things going.
Well, there you go. Adrian, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. And thank you everyone for tuning into this episode of Between Two Wings. We cannot wait to see you next time.